Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So today's going to be a hard day for me. Today would have been my sister's 40th birthday. She passed away back in July from COVID-19. And I don't know, I was trying to debate what I should do today. And I could have stayed home and stayed in bed and like lived under the covers and ate my emotions, which is probably what's going to happen this afternoon. But then I don't know, I thought maybe I should do something to like honor her memory and pay tribute to her. And so what I want to do is, my sister Bryn was the kindest person I have ever met. Like, she constantly would go out of her way to make everybody else feel good, get them like little tiny gifts to like boost their mood if she knew that they were sad. And like, even when I was pregnant and I had gestational diabetes, all I wanted was Life cereal and I couldn't eat it. And literally like 3 days after my son was born, overnighted to my house were like four massive boxes of Life cereal so that I could like give into my craving. And so what I want to do to honor her memory today is just share stories of kindness. So if you have a story of something kind that someone's done for you, I would love for you to call in 503-733-5105. Or if you're not like the type of person, you know, that would normally call into a radio station, I just ask that today you do something kind for someone else just to honor her memory.
I think it's so important that, you know, everybody kind of take a step back. I know 2020 was a terrible year for a lot of people, but there are those people out there that do affect us in certain ways, whether we think about them all the time or whether we don't think about them all the time. And, you know, they should be remembered in a positive light. There are people that have affected my life, complete strangers that I don't even know. One time, I was pulled off on the side of the road with a flat tire in the middle of a thunderstorm. Somebody pulled over to help me out in changing my tire, not because they had to, because they wanted to help me get out of there in a quicker, more sufficient manner than I would have been there on my own, fumbling around in a thunderstorm. I don't even know that person's name, but I still think about that.
You look so sketch. Yeah, I wouldn't have pulled over. Like, I know you and I would have driven by. So if you have a story of kindness, you know, please share it. Like, I know that any other birthday, what would have happened is I would have texted Bryn this morning, sorry, I forgot to send you a card, because I'm not the thoughtful one. And I would have sent her like a Golden Girls GIF, and she would have been like, oh, that's okay, no worries, sis. So I just want to honor her memory. So please share your stories of kindness. You can also put them up on our Facebook, 1051 The Buzz.
When my dad passed, my girlfriend at the time went out and bought two different CDs for my children to give to me, and it blew me away because both the CDs had inspirational messages of love.
Music can be so healing and really, you know, channel those inner feelings and guide you through some of those dark days.
Absolutely. It was so cathartic. It was unreal. She hit a home run, you know, and it made me cry, you know, and my thoughts and prayers go out to Liz and her family.
Yeah, I think in those days when we lose somebody and it's the people around you that support you, help build you back up, take care of the things that you might be letting go, bring you food, bring you music, anything like that.
I still haven't picked up basic hygiene. That is still out.
Well, I can't help you with that, but and I'm not sure I want to.
Shake your legs.
That didn't happen before when I had good hygiene.
I was at the doctor and I was waiting in line and I needed $80 to be seen and I only had 60 and the lady behind me gave me $20.
Oh, that's so kind. And she didn't even know you.
She didn't know me, no. Like I said, I think I cried.
Yeah, no, I can feel that because it's sad, like, because you're obviously at the doctor because you need to be seen. And
yeah, because I was horribly sick. Yeah, I thought that was really sweet of her. I was like, you know, I could pay you back. And she was like, no, just pay it forward sometime, you know. It was really sweet.
I love seeing people do, like, such kind things because, like.
Mm-hmm. I actually did something for somebody on a Facebook group last night. She didn't have money for her medication, so I Venmoed her $30.
That's amazing.
So she could get it. And I said, just, you know, she said, I can pay you back on Thursday. And I was like, no, I was like, just pay it forward. You know, it's all I ask.
Man, paying it forward really does help people out sometimes.
Yeah, because that act of kindness just keeps rolling.
When I was a little girl, I had a doll and her name was Drowsy. And Drowsy and I went everywhere together. And then as I got older, Drowsy got lost or thrown away or whatever. My sister, about 5 years ago, so probably 45 years after I'd lost Drowsy, found a brand new Drowsy and gave it to me.
Aw, was it the exact same doll too?
Exact same doll, except for the hair hadn't been cut on the new one. I cut the hair on my doll.
That's really nice. And who hasn't cut the hair off their doll? I always regretted it immediately. I had so many bald Barbies, and my mom would get so mad at me. And there was a specific one I had from it was like an 80s hand-me-down one, but she had the long hair you could crimp.
Yeah.
It lasted maybe 3 days before I cut it off. And then I was like, oh, I can't braid it anymore.
And it doesn't grow back like ours.
What's the kindest thing someone's done for you?
My sister created a GoFundMe. For me to meet my hero, Bette Midler, back in 2015, I had no idea. I would have never done that. And so I got to meet her, and I actually raised so much money that I was able to donate the extra money to her charity.
Wow, that's awesome. Nice.
Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of my friends and family and even people from England that I know donated. So the little girl that was 5 years old that worshipped Bette Midler finally got to meet her at 33 years old.
What is her charity about?
It's New York Restoration Project. And so she cleans up, not just her, but a ton of people now, obviously clean up the streets of New York.
Very cool.
And they also educate children about the importance of environmental cleanliness. They do a lot of things for just the state of New York as well. So really cool charity.
That's awesome. And good for you for taking that extra funds that were raised and donating it to her charity specifically. That's an amazing story.
Well, thanks. It wasn't my money, but I'm glad it went to a good charity. And also I wanted to tell Liz's, I wanted to let Liz know that I am telling her sister a happy birthday in heaven.
Thank you.
Well, I have lots of great family and friends who've done kind things for me over the years. What gets me the most is kindness from people you don't know or who you barely know. It's unexpected kindness. Years ago, my then husband had gotten laid off and we had two kids. And I was worried about groceries, but I was talking to somebody about it at work. Well, some other lady who works there, who I didn't really know, came through my check stand at the end of her shift with a bag of groceries. I rang it all up, and then she handed me the receipt and said that she was going to put it in the walk-in cooler for me when I got off work. So I just rang up my own groceries that she bought for me.
That is so really kind. Sweet.
Yeah, a whole cartload of groceries, and, you know, like, just when we needed it the most. Whenever I think about things like that, like, she's the one person I can think of that did this grand gesture that I didn't really know, but, you know.
Did you keep in touch with her after that?
But she ended up getting transferred to another store, and, you know, I haven't worked there in over a decade, so, no, I remember her name. Her name was Dawn. I don't remember her last name, but
that's so amazing. And wherever Dawn is, thank you so much for being a good person and just being kind and just helping others when they need it.
My heart's with you today, Liz.
Joined by Emily from Koi News 6 and Koi News AM Extra. What's the kindest thing someone's done for you?
Yeah, girl, sending you so much love today because I know it's tough. You and I both lost siblings last year. And I got to say, I think one of the kindest things that has ever happened to me is just the overwhelming crush of support that I got from friends and family. It just was such a reminder in all of the terrible in 2020 that people were there to help, you know, with meals and support, people taking care of my dog. I mean, so many ways that people just step up when they know that you need something.
Oh, yeah. Even Mike, when my sister passed, he came and rang my doorbell and left frozen marinara sauce on my front door so that I didn't have to put real clothes on or talk to anybody. You just like, what is it? What is it when you ring the doorbell and you dash?
Yeah, just ring and dash.
Yeah. My friend just out of the blue sent me her $1,200 stimulus check in the mail without even letting me know. It just arrived.
Oh, wow.
And she said that their situation hadn't changed. They hadn't lost work, and she just wanted to help out. And I was absolutely speechless.
That is so kind, and that's an amazing friend.
Oh, yeah, I know. She's, yeah, I'm even, like, nervous even talking about it just because it was just the most kindest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Well, that's so great. It's so nice to know that there's good people out there because 2020 has been such a hard year, you know? And sometimes it feels
Absolutely.
Like there's nothing good out there. And when something like that happens, it just, I don't know, changes your whole perspective and the way you view everything.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was off work for 3 months and just friends were just, what can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? And yeah, it was just, I felt very blessed and definitely as soon as I could wanted to pay it forward.
Well, that is an amazing friend.
When I was a young wife, I had been traveling quite a bit with my ex-husband who was in the military, and I was en route home with my two young children, and my husband had been deployed, and my wallet disappeared on the trip. And we pulled in to get a hotel room for the night is when I found that my wallet was gone with my credit cards and all my cash. And we were still about 10 hours from Portland getting home, and this fantastic gentleman and his wife paid for our hotel room for that night and gave us $100 to get home and gave me their address so I could send them the money back when I got home.
That's so kind, because that's got to be scary to be just stranded.
It was. It was very scary. And I was still, like I said, 10 hours from home. And it was late and my folks were already asleep and there were no Western Unions available to have somebody send me money.
Yeah, I know that feeling very well. I was in Philadelphia once, which is about 7 hours from where I grew up. I was in my early 20s and I lost my wallet, so I had no cash, no credit cards, no nothing. Fortunately, my cell phone had enough charge on it for me to call my brother, and there was a Western Union nearby, and he was able to wire me some money. But it's a very scary feeling to just not have those monetary financial security blankets around you.
It is. It's very scary.
Thank you for sharing your story of kindness. Today is a hard day for me. I could have stayed home and stayed in bed and ate my emotions and cried, which is totally going to happen this afternoon. But today would have been my sister's birthday. Bryn passed away back in July from COVID-19. And obviously, you know, it was like shocking and it still kind of is months later. But this is her first birthday where she hasn't been here with us. And so in honor of her spirit and memory, because she was so kind, I just want to share stories of kindness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.